Love never ends. This phrase catches my eyes. I mean, there's so much in this scripture passage that we just read. We can talk about so many things about love. And Paul beautifully described and expressed what love is. And then what more can you add to this kind of beautiful passage? Maybe I won't do any justice by adding anything to that. Maybe I should read about 10 times with you. That will be my sermon. But this time, this particular phrase stood out for me. Love never ends. Love is eternal. The eternal quality is intrinsic in love. So love is eternal by nature. There's no love that is not eternal. Love, the eternity, is intrinsic in love. But that's not what we experience about love in this world. People fall in love and easily fall out of love. Today they go crazy about each other, and tomorrow they go separate ways. We don't experience the eternal quality of love. That's what celebrities always experience. People go crazy about them, and they say how much they love them. But once their popularity goes down, nobody really cares for them. Loving your neighbor is what we have learned from our Lord Jesus Christ. So we try to practice to love our neighbor, and also we expect our neighbors to love us in the same way. But all of a sudden, they tell us that we have to pay 25% tariff. We fought together in Normandy. We fought together in Korea. When there was 9/11, when the planes were stranded, we helped out. We provided our space for them. When there was a fire in California, we sent firefighters. We were always together. And all of a sudden, they tell us to pay 25% tariff. Once we were neighbors, and now we feel like we are strangers all of a sudden. Where are all those years? All those decades that we have been together, and all of a sudden, we have become strangers. That is the kind of love we experience in this world. Today we are friends, but tomorrow we become strangers. We don't experience the long-lasting quality of love in this world. So people don't trust love. So that's why they sing, "What's love got to do with it?" Love we experience is a very momentary thing. It doesn't give us security and confidence. When somebody loves us, we don't feel confident, because they will soon fall out of their love. And we know that. It's just feeling you feel for the moment. And it doesn't last too long. Feeling is like that. Feeling never lasts. Feeling is never eternal. It comes and goes. Too many people, love is just feeling. One day you feel very close and the next day you feel so indifferent. But Paul boldly proclaims that love never ends. Everything else comes to an end, but love never ends. He said, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. But love never ends. We experience a very small fraction of the true love that is eternal. And we feel that only momentarily. Then, what is that love that never ends? And where does that love come from? We only experience a fraction of it. Momentary thing we experience. But where is that love that is eternal, that never ends? Where does it come from and what is it? John articulates that for us. He said, God is love. God is love. God is love and love is God. That's where love comes from. We don't feel God, but we feel love. We don't experience God, but we experience God. I mean, we experience love. Love is God's essential attribute. So God put love in this world so that through love we can understand God. Love is essential attribute of God. God is made up of love. So that's why John didn't say God has love. John said God is love. Love we experience is God's love. Even though it is a momentary thing, only a fraction of it, still it is God's love. Even that momentary thing, small thing of love that you experience, when you experience that, it's like heavenly bliss, isn't it? When you experience that love, it's like heavenly bliss. But that is only a very, very small fraction of the real, true love of God that lasts, that never ends. When you experience that heavenly bliss with that small love, when you experience the fullness of love, what will you feel like? I cannot even imagine. When you experience that fullness of love. Love is God's gift for us, for the humanity. It is God's gift. And this love created the world. When love is materialized, it becomes creation. That's how the world is made. You are the crystallization and materialization of God's love. The birth of a child is God's gift of love for the parents. The abundance we enjoy in our lives is God's gift of love. The breath that makes us alive is God's gift of love. And this love sent his son to the world to save it. God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have everlasting eternal life. Because we have this love that never ends, you don't need to fear. You don't need to fear. We have dark time coming ahead of us. We are not quite clear how this relationship with the U.S. will affect us. We'll have many people will be laid off, and the price of things will go up, and dark time is ahead of us, for sure. But because we have this love that never ends, we don't fear. It is time to pray for Canada. Maybe good opportunity for us to come up with creative ideas instead of depending on the superpower around us. We should be united, not divided. In difficult time, more we need to be united rather than divided. Fear divides us. But through that love, we overcome fear and we can be united. We are not even scared of judgment because we have love. We are not even afraid of death because we have love. That's what John said. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. The last sentence, we love first because he loved us. We don't have love on our own. The love we have is imperfect, not complete. We love because God first loved us. We love because God gave us that love. Love is God's greatest gift. Faith is a gift also. Hope is a gift. But love is the greatest gift God gave to us. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, and the greatest of these is love. When you love, you enter into the most mysterious, marvelous, sacred, profound sphere, the realm of God. When you love, you enter into the eternity. When you love, you enter into God's holy and sacred place. That's what love does. When you truly love, you enter into that sacred space. And in that sacred space, you see the mystery of God. Your eyes will be open and you will be able to see the mystery of God. And Paul, I think, had that in his mind when he wrote this. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we'll see face to face. Now I know only in part. But then, when you love, I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. My friends, let us enjoy God's greatest gift to us. This gift will enliven our lives. This gift will make your life abundant and meaningful. If there is no love, everything becomes nothing. Our life will end in nothing. Everything becomes ashes in the end when there's no love. When everything else becomes nothing, there's only one thing that remains, and that is love. So without love, everything becomes ashes. Everything becomes nothing. So St. Paul said, if I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. What good is it if you are the most powerful person in the world? If you don't have love, you are nothing. What good is it if you have everything people desire? If you don't have love, you are nothing. When everything becomes nothing, the only thing that remains is love. Love never ends. And nothing in the world can separate you from that love that never ends. That's the good news. That's the gospel. Nothing in the world will be able to separate you from that love. So St. Paul articulated in this way. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God loves you, and God loves you eternally. Love others as God has loved you. That is how to live eternal life. Let us not be selfish. Let us not just insist on our own way. Let us not just think about ourselves. Let us love. There we experience the mystery of life.